Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh. Come on, what you gonna do? Stop on the devil's head.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Stop on the devil's head.
Yeah, in the building, say, oh, 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 oh,
oh. Under my feet,
all of your
Good afternoon to each and every person that have come to the line today. So glad and excited to be back on the air. We have an exciting topic we will be talking about today. Let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this time, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we could come back, dear Heavenly Father, on Blog Talk, dear Heavenly Father, to bring an exciting topic, dear Heavenly Father, on what we'll be saying today, why it's excellent, encouraged by God. And God, Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we have it coming from Genesis, the first chapter and the 31st verse. So, God, we want to thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that have tuned in today to the broadcast and may come on the archive later. So we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives today. And as we go forth, I ask you to move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Spirit come through this broadcast, through this program that will meet and reach all the audience on the archives today. So into the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we'll be talking about why is excellent encouraged by God. This is coming to you by way of Women Unified in Christ. You know, over in Genesis 1 and 31, the word of God said, and God saw everything that he had made, not us, that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the mornings was the sixth day. So today, we're talking about why it's excellent, good, and encouraged by God. And let me give you a few little things. Our tag words we'll be using in our broadcast today is glory, majesty, splendor, overflowing, and virtue. You know, what is the splendor of our God? The prophet describes a scene of exquisite beauty, the beauty of the earth and the glory of the skies blend together as one tapestry. The atmosphere is filled with nature music. Each sight and sound is alone, yet blend with all the others to form a masterpiece of creation. Each is excellent, but together they are majestic, excellent. Excellent is more than a task complete or an object made to standard. Excellent involves God's participation in how we think and work. From him come abundance, beauty, and harmony. We're talking about excellence today and doing an excellent job for God today. And as I go forth today with this here, we can do our work with excellence. Great artists or musicians perform with excellence. Our lives speak of excellence when we honor God. Live with Christ-likeness or witness of his glory instead of merely existing to see another day. You know, I'll stick a point here. As I was saying about musicians and athletes, they're going to do their best to be excellent in whatever they do, whatever field God have given you in. You do your very best to be excellent in what he have given you. Where did excellence or workmanship have its original? Well, I just read it to you in Genesis 1 and 31. You know, not only was it excellent, but it was excellent in every way because God created it. You know, this is the high standard of excellence is what God did. And I went over to Isaiah 35 and 22. For those that may have their Bibles, they can go along with me. And if you don't have your Bibles, you can just get your write your scriptures down, and you can study them at a later time. But as I was going through reading on different aspects of excellence, and I came across in 35 and 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellence of our God. It's right there in the Bible. It's right there talking about excellence. You know, all nature sing and display a beauty systematic that surpassed the finest musician, poet, or artist, genius, or all people together. God have given everybody a gift, everybody a talent that they excel at. When you see painters, you say, oh, that painting is so beautiful. He or she did excellent work. You know, she sewed. And the sewing she did, I'm just using myself for example right now, on the towel, they are excellent. They are really nice. So, you know, when you go back in scripture and you read how God put heaven and earth, how he put the world together, how he did it in excellence. He didn't leave no flaws. He went right on with it. He didn't leave a flaw on it. When we're talking about excellence, you know, and when you think of it, you say, look how beautiful those flowers are. I'm giving different examples. You say that beautiful flower, that beautiful rose, that beautiful plant. Well, God created all of that, and he did it with excellence. You know, you say, well, why is excellence encouraged by God, and why should we strive to be excellent in what we do? And if anybody want to say anything, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in because this program is for everybody. Everybody learns something from somebody else. I'm learning stuff all day today from someone else that's helping me. So I'm hoping that you can help me, even on the broadcast or something that you may know that I don't know that it would be a help. I went over to Exodus. If you have your Bible, you can turn to it. If not, you can give it a scripture, Exodus 35 and verses 31 to 35. And let's read what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. I usually have all my paper, my pages because I'm in a new Bible already so they wouldn't be sticking. 31 and 35 says in let me see, I've turned one too many pages. Hold on. Let me turn right back. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in 31 to 35, Hallelujah. One piece still stuck. And he had filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship and to devise curiosity work to work in gold and silver and in brass and the cutting of stone to set them and carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. So here, the Lord had filled Bezalel with expertise at all kind of craft. He give different ones type craft that they can do, and it be so beautiful. God placed great value of excellence and instilled special gifts in each of us to help us, become especially excellent in certain areas of our life. Some people can do things so neat, so on point, and you say, how did you do that? And when you look at God's creation, and you see all the beautiful things that he made in creation, mountains, hills, valleys, all kind of beautiful stones and everything. And you say, nobody but God could do that. He was a master at what he did. He was showing us what excellent looked like. Over in First Chronicle, I'll give you the chapter if you would like to go to it. That'll be First Chronicles 26 and 6. And I'll just go on and read from my Bible in case you don't have yours. First Chronicles 26 and 6. Okay, let me turn right on over to that one. And we see what the Word of God is saying. Also unto Shimei, his sons were born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. You know, he was excellent, highly valued by others. Those who strive with excellence are promoted to significant positions, just like on your job. When they notice how well you're doing, how you're performing, you get promoted. You have went up another notch, another step, another level, even in the spiritual realm. When God see that you are doing things like he would want you to do, he said, look at my child down there. They are really doing what I want them to do, and they're doing it with precision. They're doing it excellent to please me. So I can't help but bless my son, my daughter. We're talking about excellence today. Over in 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter, let's see what it's saying. Let me turn my Bible over to there because I want you to see that's why I'm calling out the chapter. That way you can go back and read it yourself, and God may give you a different interpretation of it. Chapter 30 in 2 Chronicles, verses 21 to 22. It says, and the children of Israel that was present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spake compliment unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the law. And they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offering and making confession to the Lord God of their father. And when you read that, each day the Levites and the priests sang to the Lord, accompanied by loud instruments. They didn't say it was quiet. Hezekiah encouraged the Levites for the skills that they display. So when we go into the body of Christ, or when we at home, we may have a piano, organ, we may have a music instrument, we may have a tambourine. But here they will say, here the word say that the Levites and the priests, sang to the Lord, accompanied by loud instrument. He didn't say them instrument was quiet where you couldn't hear. They were loud. Excuse me, I had to drink a little water for that little cough, that little tickling in my throat. Excuse me. And you know, excellence is appreciated. It inspires us. When we do things for God or for someone else, we want to do it all the gusto that we have. I'm just using that word gusto today. God wants us to be able to perform and do the things he would have us to do. And we, you know, you want to give God your best. You don't want to give God no anything. Excuse me. And that's what we want to do. We want to work for the Lord. We don't want to come to our Lord and Savior with no anything, saying anything. We want to do it to the best of our ability. And then I went to Nehemiah. And you know, Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 13. Let's see what Nehemiah has to say. Now, all these people was in the Bible was playing a part in the word of God. Nehemiah 13 and 13 says, okay, page stuck. Okay. And I made treasurers over the treasurer, Shimlock the priest, Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Predas, and next to them was Hanan, the son of Zakur, the son of Matanias, but they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. And here, these men had excellent reputation, and it was their job to make honest distribution to their fellow Levites. You know, that's what God have us to do. Today, we have outreach. Some of us was receiving outreach merchandise. They was doing it. And we appreciate it, and they inspired us. They were doing it to the best of their ability. We all may have been tired, but God gave us a task today that we was able to do that task in excellence. I was able to fix bags for people that needed it, got it going, sending it out, knocking on doors. We was doing things, fixed it nice, so we did it like God would want it in excellence. And you know, that was to, it was given to us to distribute to our fellow Levites, to our fellow sisters and brothers. You know, do you want to know, as a Melchior person, did God want to be known as a melancholy God? No. Over in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. We'll go on over to Ephesians and see what Ephesians is saying. Here he gave them gifts to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. My. Here God had gave them the gifts and equipped them. So when God sends you out on a mission, he's going to equip you for what he wants you to do. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to send you out. And you're going to know how to do that task that he have given to you to do. You know, excellence engages and challenges us. It urges us to make a unique contribution. So when we go out, we're combining and doing contribution. We passing things out to others that God have blessed us with. We're doing it in excellence. We're not, you don't want somebody just hand you, just throw something at you and say, oh, here, you take this. No, that's not what God wants. He wants us to be able to do like he is, he's right there in front of us. We have to show appreciation. We have to show joy. We have to show love. We have to show compassion. We have to show kindness. You know, gentleness. We need all of that. When we showing somebody how to do excellent things, that's encouraged by God. God give us many tasks to do. And are we doing them from our heart? Or we just say, oh, here, take this. Oh, I don't want this. No. Are we speaking gently and nice to the person we are passing it on to? So in the word of God and in God's creation, he created us. He didn't look at us and say, oh, she ugly, she not pretty, she don't have this, she don't have that. No, he didn't look at us like that. Because if we didn't come out the way he wanted, what he did, he put us on the potter's wheel. And he started making us all over again, perfected, excellent. He said, no, my child going to be excellent. I'm not sending her or him out looking no any kind of way. I'm not going to make them no any kind of way. So we don't have to go and pay a fortune to have ourselves changed from the way God made. He made us the way we are for a reason. Some people complain because their hair short. Some complain because their hair long. Some complain because their hair brown, black, gray, purple, or what. But God created us in his image. So that means if he did it in his image, we are. He's showing us the overflow. He's showing us the virtue we have. He's showing us the splendor that we have. He's showing us that he has put the crown of glory on us. So when others see, we're just glowing because we was created by God. And you know, 1 Peter 4:11 is saying, are you called to help others? Do it with all the strength and the energy that God supplies. I know those are one of the callings I have. Are you called to help others? Yes, we are. It may be a different calling for everybody. It don't mean it's the same calling. He gave us all a calling. Are we using it to the glory of God? Some may be homebound that passes out food on that floor. Some may be going out to feed the homeless. Excuse me. Some may be going out and close somebody. Somebody may be going out doing Bible tracts, but do them in the excellence of God. We may have Bibles we want to pass out. We know of some people that need Bible. So we want to do just like Jesus was standing right there looking at us. We want to do it in excellence. We don't want to do things all any kind of way because God didn't give us stuff any kind of way. So we want to make sure it's perfected. And over in 1 Peter 4:11, the word of God says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now you see what the scripture says. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to speak, to act on his behalf. We say we would be his eyes, we would be his hands, we would be his ears, we would be his feet. So that means when he sends us out on a mission, we want to do our very best. We don't want to come back that God find all the faults that we did, that we shouldn't have done, that we knew we could have did better. Because you didn't want that assignment today, or because he told you to go somewhere, but you wanted to stop and go somewhere else, he's letting you know, wait a minute, all assignments that I give you personally, those are the ones I want you to see about. But when you reach over and grab somebody else's assignment for your assignment, and you wondered why it didn't turn out like you and your fine like mine thought it should be, because that wasn't the assignment he put you on. I learned that a long time ago. I just wanted to help everybody. I wanted to run here, run there, run myself down to the ground. That's why I've been taking so many vacations to recoup myself, because I realized God had to really let me know, Sadie, I sent somebody else to do that assignment. But because you saw the need, you took it upon yourself to do it. But I didn't give you that assignment. And one of my best examples is when my aunt was living. And I was thrust with that assignment because I had buried her two sons. She didn't even know that they had passed away. Took her to the funeral, dressed her and everything. But I did for her excellent, just like she knew everything that was going on. I did everything the Lord told me, not what Sadie thought, but what the Lord told me how to do it, A, B, C, D, and E, and F, or whatever. I went through the process. And that's what he wants us to do. As women of God, unified in Christ, we have to go through the process. We just can't give God no anything. We just can't say no mealy-mealy words and think he's going to be satisfied with that. We can't sing a song and we're not doing our best to sing it. We can't give a speech without going and researching and doing the best we can with that research and ask him above all, God help me, because I don't want to embarrass you, not only myself, but you come first. So that's what is excellent in this Bible. Come different people you will find throughout the Bible from Genesis all the way through. How, when they did something, they did it in excellent. He know Noah could put that ark together. He give Noah the blueprint, excuse me, for that ark. So Noah was able to put that ark together by what God had given him the blueprint. He followed it to a T. God had already let him know where everything was going to be at that he needed. So you know it had to be excellent, because when the flood came, and he, before the flood came, he shut the door, and then the flood came, it was no leak. Like that song said, there was a leak in this old building. Well, it was no leaks in that ark because he did it to the specification of God. And that's what God wants us to do. No matter what ministry he give us, no matter who he sent us to help, no matter who come to us, he wants us to do it in excellence. Talk with excellence. We may not know all of those, some people know all them big words they can say, but just say what he give you to say. We ain't got to try to pattern our life behind somebody else, because he has somebody else on a different level from us. So we're going to do exactly what he say do. And when we start doing what the Lord say do and not we personally want to do, he'll start doing that overflowing on us. Stuff will start overflowing from the front to the back, from side to side, top to bottom. And stuff will start coming in, so people will start saying, well, wait a minute, you always helping me, and you do this so neat, so nice. Let me do this for you. And, you know, we have a tendency to turn people down when they want to give us a blessing. But start receiving them blessings, because you don't know what God has in store for you. When he send the blessing, he'll let you know, because he's going to do stuff excellent. Without any fanfare, he's going to be right there. You know, I went over to, still on 1 Peter. As I was reading that, you know, excellent worker, helper to others. For example, doctors who have strived for excellence in medical research have developed vaccines that have saved countless lives. Just think about how many of us on this line today may have had something wrong with us, and we didn't even realize it. But God had given the doctors a breakthrough in medicine that we found out helped us. It might have been one little small pill. It might have been a capsule. It might have been a shot. It might have been a cream. Might have been an oil. But God perfected it. Why? It was on the potter's wheel of the world. He was perfecting that thing because he wanted it excellent when it reached to his children. He wasn't going to give them no anything, no any junk. He wants them to know, this is what I have made. This is what I created just for you. And you just took a prank. You just so happy because you know your creator was not going to give you no junk. He was going to give you the best that he had. So, you know, when you think about that, and I just use the vaccine, since a lot of people taking the vaccine, the boosters and stuff, I just say vaccine because cancer. Look, all forms of cancer, research. God have the doctors, nurses, scientists doing research on cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, all these this sickle cell, lupus, all these sicknesses that people have, they are coming with breakthroughs because God have imparted some knowledge into to try this in the test tube, try that on the test tube, try this on the mice, try this on the monkey or whatever, and let's see what it does to them before we put it out there on the market. So he wants everything the same way with our Bible. He wants us to read this Bible. He wants us to go through this Bible. He wants us to explain to the best of our ability. And if we don't have to understand, he's standing there with open arms. Come, my child. Let me make it plain to you what I want you to do and what I want you to say and where I want you to go. And it can't be no plainer, you all. That virtue come in. That splendor come over you. Oh, my, 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 my. You know, I went to Psalms 98 and 5. And 98 and 5 said, sing your praise to the Lord with the harps, and melody of song. Here we are supposed to be excellent as an act of worship. When we go to worship, whether we in the building, whether we at home, in the garage, in the grocery store, or wherever we are, we can worship God. Because we can say it verbally, we can go through the motion, but we can give God all the praise. When I went on my vacation, I'm going to give y'all a little testimony while I'm on Excellent. I was walking through Hobby Lobby, and the whole time that I've been here for the last 9 years, there are two major surgeries on my leg. And my leg, I didn't have nothing other than laryngitis, and I left here with that. But I didn't have anything else wrong with me. No hurt, no pain, no pain in my leg, back, nowhere. I was walking through the store with the basket that I was doing a marathon walk. And my niece and my son was on the other aisle, and every aisle they passed, I had them beat them, and they say, why are you in a hurry? Why are you walking like that so fast? I was throwing up my hand, and people was looking. I didn't care. I said, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I was worshiping God right there in Hobby Lobby in Arizona, thanking God that my legs wasn't hurting, that I could walk. I didn't have to use a cane. I was walking like I was doing 20 and 25 years ago. Nobody knew but God, and I was just praying to him and say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I mean, I was giving him all I had because it was nobody but him that did it. So I said, God, I sing unto you, unto the Lord, with the harp and with the voice of a song. And I started singing a song, and I said, God, I thank you. I just thank you. Words were just coming out of my mouth where I was praising him. Because it was all about him, y'all. It wasn't about me. And that's why I said, God, you give me that excellence. You do what need to be done to him, the Father, because I can't make it without you. I'm just loving on you, going through the airport and everything. God, I just thank you. I just praise you. Could climb, could walk, and nobody know. When you hurting, for so long in so many places on your body, and God come through and take them pains away, no matter how sick you are, start laying hands on your own self. Start anointing your own self. Start from your head to your foot. Say, God, you are the healer. I'm doing this in exit because I know you have the healing in the hem of your garment. Oh, God, I don't want to get carried away. Let me get on back. You know, I went to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 26th verse. And I say, so I run straight to the goal with purpose. And every step I fight to win. That means every step I took when I went out to do an outreach. Sometimes I would be crying. But I said, this is an assignment I've got to do. But I'm still doing excellent. No matter if my foot hurting on the pedal, trying to get there, trying to get back, trying to get out the car, even if I got to use the cane. God, I thank you because I'm going to do this job you gave me in excellence. You know, excellence is an indication that we are striving to be like Christ, who was excellent in every way. That's who we have to pattern our life by, with Jesus Christ, excellent in every way. And he no shorter than his word. He teaching us how to be excellent, how to do things decently and in order. We was raised up to do this and do that. And our parents would tell us, now, if you do it right the first time, you don't have to go back and redo it. That means you did it perfect, you did it excellent. But when you got to go back 4 and 5 times over the same thing, you don't have your heart in it. Your mind is not on it. Something ain't clicking. So, but he's showing us he made this beautiful earth, this beautiful world that we live in. He put the beautiful people in the world that we in. And he letting us know, you can do it. I'm going to push you on. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to hold your hand all the way. And you saying, well, God, I can't. He said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. I know you can do it. It's in you because I put it in you. I put it in you, so I know you can do it. And then, you know, I come down to what kind of life is more excellent than any other? Over in 1 Corinthians, first verse, you should desire the most helpful gift first. However, let me tell you about something else that is better than any of them. This is better than statements introducing the great love chapter of the Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, of all things on earth, love may well be the most excellent. A life of love for God and one another is a life of excellence that is truly majesty, majestic, and overcome. So today, you all can live in excellence. Whatever we do, even when we cleaning, we want our cleaning to be excellent. They say, you know, I remember years ago when my mother was living, and she would come to my house. She said, girl, I can powder my face in your flow. This flow couldn't have been no shinier. And I learned whatever task the Lord give me. All I got, like they say, the gusto, I give him everything that I have because I want God to be proud of me. I want the Lord to know I'm doing things to the glory of God, not to Satan, but to the glory of God. I want to do things right, decent, and in order. I'm not worried about what somebody else thinking or what they think I should do or how I should do. I do the Lord. And I had to come to that realization. I've listened to so many people say, do this, do this, do this, do this. And then God said, I want you to do this. I want you to wear this. I want you to go here. But God, so he said, who in charge? Me or them? So who you going to listen to? Them or you going to listen to God? Honestly, the best gift yet shows I unto you a more excellent way. You know, even in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, he's telling us to put away childish things. When we become an adult, we put those things away that we used to do that wasn't right. God is showing us how to do things decently and in order. So if anyone today would like to say something about why excellent, encouraged by God, with women unified in Christ, peace, please feel free at this time. Hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all because I don't know it all. I don't have it all. I'm putting to bring somebody on now. I'm just doing whatever God tell me to do and move on. Here, okay, you on the air, area code 314.
Hello, Apostle Sadie. I'm just want to just say amen. Are we there? Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Okay. I just want to say thank you for this message. It's a great, great message. I mean, you know, we spoke just a little while ago, and you said the same thing to me. Maybe I'm messing around trying to do somebody else's assignment, and I'm keeping that from being done to the excellence of God. You didn't say it that way, but after listening to you, that is the truth. If I'm trying to do somebody else's assignment, there's no excellence for God in it. So I appreciate this message, and I amen to everything you say, and I understand about your testimony in Arizona, walking around in the store. I do the same thing. If I can get up and move around, I'm thanking God for every step that I make. So I'm just grateful for this message today, and I'm grateful for God for you, and I pray Heavenly Father will continue to bless you to bring this kind of message to those of us who need to hear it. And, all right? Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. If I have any other callers on would like to say something, just hit one on your phone, your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. Because I give God, you know, I say, I know it was just one word, but after you start searching the scripture and start thinking about how beautiful everything God made, we have beautiful homes, beautiful landscape. You pass some people home, and you say, oh, they must have spent 6 months manicuring that yard, or they spent 2 or 3 days just painting. Look how beautiful. And then I may not pronounce it right, but the murin that people do where they painted pictures and stuff of people. And I know right there on Belfort and Martin Luther King when Obama became the president for the first time, and how everybody woke up that morning where a black man had went on the side of that store and painted that mural of him and his family. That is still that it is so beautiful. So see, that was articulate. That's what he could do. God gave him that gift, that that virtue, that splendor, that glory. He overflowed it. Well, it's still that nobody came and messed it up. It's still that like it had just been painted yesterday. That means he did that in excellence. So when we do something, even like for when I cook, sure, I cook for the homeless, but I try to make sure everything is seasoned right, just like I would eat it. I don't want to put too much that they can't eat it. I don't want to give nothing to them that looking funny or sloppy. No, I want to give them to them just like I'm presenting that to the Lord, because the Lord is there with them. So that means whatever God give us to do, we need to do it in excellence. No matter what, it could be something very small, something medium, and something large. But do it through the grace of God. We don't have to boast about it. All we do is do it and go on. But, you know, people looking at the outside in your face, but God is looking at the heart. So he know when we really want to do something and we really don't want to do something. He know when he sent us to do something and we reneged on it. Today, I say, God, my ministry came first. So I didn't do two prison ministries today. My voice is beginning to come back. I had to cough a little bit and drink some water. But I had to make a choice. Are you going to do the assignment God give you or assignment somebody else wants you to take because they don't want to do it and nobody else want to do it? But they say, I give it to little old Sadie. Mm-mm. Lord, let me do my assignment. That's what I did Wednesday because I hadn't been on my blog talk in a month. Hadn't been on the women ministry in a month. So I say, God, I'm going on. Whosoever will, let them come. Because it's not about me. It's about you. So whoever you would like on the broadcast on today, put them on the broadcast. If it's something that they need to hear that I can share that you have given to me, let me do it in excellence. Because you will encourage me to go on, Lord. In spite of you encouraging me, and I thank you. And if there is nothing else from anyone today on the line, I want to thank all of you ladies that came in today by the archives, by calling in. And just your presence, let me know that God and y'all was thinking about the broadcast today. And thank you so much for coming on. I hope I was able to say something that would enlighten your life and brighten your day and your afternoon. So as we get ready to leave this line, we don't leave God's presence. We give him the praise and we give him the glory. I know I might be going off about 5 minutes early, but I want all the ladies to be able to finish doing the tasks they were on. But I thank you ladies for taking the time out to come to the broadcast today. We will be back on schedule, if all goes well, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of the month. If in between, I'm trying to keep the prison time different, try not to accept no days unless there's something come up. And if it do, I usually put it back down to 4 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock to give me time to drive back home. But hopefully we can be back on an even keel with new words of God, new wisdom, because I never know what he may have me to say and to do. So I have to be prepared when he speak to me and when he show me something. I have to stay on the assignment that he give me. So until the end of the month, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Enjoy your Sabbath day, which is today. It ends at 6. So enjoy your Sabbath as you go through the rest of your evening, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, the first, because the day is the first day of the week. Sunday is the second day. So enjoy the Sabbath. And until next time, be blessed. Like I always say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So be blessed, everyone, and thank you for coming on. Bye-bye.